Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is WD8QCN. My name is Steve. Activating the Fauquier Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and similar information related to the radio art. I had planned a brief topic tonight, and more of a go-around, really, talking about your favorite UHF and VHF odd propagation modes. We've been experiencing some great tropo openings for the past couple of weeks, and I heard some aurora flutter on UHF last night as well. Also curious if anyone has worked either of those modes. I know a number of the folks on the net here have worked the tropo. Wondering if anyone has taken advantage of airplane reflections or meteor scatter or moon bounce as well. So we'll come back around and talk about that as we take check-ins. Have a couple of announcements tonight. First of all, the club meeting is coming up on Thursday the 14th at 7:15 p.m., both online and in person. See the website for more information. There's a VE test session at the Stafford Regional Library on the 16th at 9:30 a.m., and the club breakfast is coming up once again on the 30th at 8 a.m. at the Bistro at Fauquier Hospital. Solar conditions are solar flux index 131, sunspot number 63, A of 38, and K of 3. We did see a couple of small flares last night. I saw the K pick up to about 6 for a while, which is what triggered that aurora that I was hearing. Is there any other announcements out there or any news, anything else anyone wants to bring forward for the good of the net, please call WD8QCN now. All right, let's go around and take a few check-ins, see who's out there on a holiday weekend. Start with mobiles, portables, stations on short time, or folks on Echolink. Please call WD8QCN now. Hearing none of those, we'll go and take a round of general check-ins. Anyone wishing to check into the Fauquier Sunday Technical Service Net, please call WD8QCN.
This is K1HTV.
W4RKU.
KO4VNZ. No comment.
K2PI.
KQ4EUI in and out.
Okay. Net recognizes K1HTV, W4RKU, KO4VNZ, K2PI, and KQ4EUI. Any other check-ins, please call now.
Kilowatt 3.
Double there. Kilowatt 3, go ahead.
Kilowatt 3, Foxtrot, Romeo.
Who is the double? Okay, I got K3FR. There was one other station in there that doubled. Please try again. Sounds like just a few diehards here tonight. We'll start off with you, Rich. I know you're the local expert on odd propagation modes, especially on VHF and UHF. 50 meg and up for you. One of the observations I made here the last couple days after finally getting the 2-meter rig wired into FT8 was the amount of Doppler shift that I was seeing was kind of surprising on some of the FT8 signals. It could be 25 hertz per minute or more. I thought that was kind of surprising. You know, as a young ham, I used to work the tropo openings on FM, and of course, on FM, you're not really going to notice the Doppler much, especially that small, but when you're looking at it on a waterfall display, it kind of sticks right at. I wonder if you notice that as well. And any other odd modes, I'll let you take it. K1HTV, WD8QCN.
WD8QCN, and the net from K1HTV. Good evening, all. Yeah, on 2 meters, you'll notice a couple things. One of them is the Doppler from a second shifted signal from airplane reflections. I've noticed that quite a bit. It happens on 6 occasionally, but on 2 meters you see more of it. Also, I noticed when I beam to the west off of the mountains, I'm seeing a second and sometimes a third signal, depending where I'm beaming. off of some of the stronger signals. They look like multiple signals. Then you go aim directly at the station, and the reflections go away. So also you see drift. Some people don't have the most stable radios. So what you may think is Doppler may be nothing more than instability of the oscillator. The radio gets warm, and the oscillator may drift a little bit, and it'll either go up or down. As far as propagation, there's some interesting propagation. It started after the opening of last week, from Sunday the 29th, or no, August the 20th through the 22nd, the big opening. Got another one starting on Thursday the 31st, around 8:30 in the morning. I noticed K2DRH coming through. Lord Bobby's very active. As a matter of fact, he's been worked by Ron K3FR with his inside antenna. Bob's got an excellent quad of Yagis. He hears quite well. I worked him in a station in Wisconsin, a couple more in Illinois and Wisconsin and Missouri at Thursday morning. Later in the day, South Carolina in the evening. Then again, Friday morning into South Carolina, Kentucky, Illinois, Missouri, and Indiana. The Indiana station was later in the day, around 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening. Continued on Saturday, the 2nd. The stations up to the north were getting into this opening much better than us down here. They were working east-west quite nicely with a lot of signals, a lot of people being worked from New England out to W-Zero Land, as far as W-Zero Land. But Saturday morning produced signals here from contacts with Wisconsin and Georgia, Illinois, two Florida stations, which surprised me. An EL-98 for a new grid, another South Carolina station, then still 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, still working stations in Illinois, and then Iowa and Michigan. Later Saturday in the evening, another Illinois station came through. It's quite a good opening, but again, not quite as good as the previous week. Good to see some of the other, some of the locals getting into the 2-meter FT8. The HARP K2PI is now active on the air, and K4SFT, Scott just got his 5-element Yagi. He'll be putting that up soon, and he'll be joining us. Of course, Steve, I've heard you on WDAQCN. And of course, W3IT, another local who's been using our repeater and sharing propagation information. Couple comments. When people are calling CQ locally, try to get into the same sequence for calling CQ. The call stations and I use a sequence, and but to prevent the QRM from each other, it's good to both get in the same sequence. Most stations here on the east, when working DX, east or west, tend to use the odd mode. In other words, don't check the checkbox for the first call first. So. The first slash even. Do not check that box when calling CQ. Anyway, that's it from here. We'll see what the week brings. As far as moon bounce, 3B9GJ has been on from Mauritius, Rodriguez Island, but I've not had any luck hearing him with my setup. So, need bigger antennas. Back to that control, Steve, K1HTV.
Thanks for all that, Rich. Yeah, I figured that out kind of late about calling CQ along with everybody else local here, and then like, yeah, you know what, they're kind of like pushing down the noise floor here quite a bit, so I better get in line. Figured that one out. And then I did hear that station in Wisconsin. I got saw several calls from him. Unfortunately, I wasn't in the shack when he was transmitting, and the opening was present, so missed him, but I did hear him, and by golly, that was off the vertical. Not even the beam. I haven't gotten the little antenna up yet. I've got a 5-element laying around somewhere I need to put together and get back out there. So that's an upcoming project here. Thanks for all that. Much appreciated, and definitely see you out there. W4RKU, Remote Kevin Unit, how are you doing? What's new in your neck of the woods, and are you working a 2-meter FT8?
W4RKU in the net. Good evening, Steve. Thanks for doing the net tonight. I've given a shot 2-meter FT8, but timing was off. What made me do it was I happened to be in my car pulling into my parking spot, and I noticed that I was picking up a station on a dead channel that I would normally not hear. So I was like, something interesting's going on. I got up. Yeah, by the time I got to it, I guess I missed it, or I think I saw one call, but he never heard me. I might have been pointing the wrong way. I've made one meteor scatter contact on 6 meters. That was the last meteor shower we had. I played around with Heatskip, but other than that, I've been kind of messing with FT8 a little bit with Grid Tracker. I've never really used it, and then I figured out, well, I can have it Grid Tracker running locally, so I could hear alerts here at the apartment with my remote station doing all the work with the 4 UDP packets, and you know, it's been working pretty good. It's a little behind, but at least I can get alert that there's something on there for me to look at. So that's been my experimentation so far this weekend. That's all I have to add. So, 58 GCN. W4RKU, back to that.
Thanks, Kevin. Much appreciated. And KO4VNZ, have you no comment? If you change your mind, give us a holler. K2PI, Harv, how are you doing tonight?
WDAQCN and Annette from K2PI. Well, good evening. I've been also working the Tropo, although it's been a little more frustrating for me than it is for Rich. He's obviously got a better antenna and higher. But it's been fun. There have been times when I've been heard and haven't been able to scare up the station who was hearing me. Maybe they're just monitoring, and that happened with a station right on the edge of Iowa that I really wanted to work. But you know, there are stations coming through intermittently, and I did work a VE3, so I actually worked out of the country on 2 meters. I don't think that's my first time. I think I've done that a couple of times from when I lived up north in New Jersey, but it certainly is much more difficult from down here, so I was kind of happy with that this morning or last night. I think it was last night. Anyway, I've worked many stations on Aurora back when I lived in New Jersey in Tuland, and that was a lot of fun on 2 meters. I did that on CW and on phone, although on phone working Aurora is much tougher. But, boy, I remember a time when we've had some really great auroral openings up in the Northeast and had a lot of fun making contacts out to 1,000 miles with that. But I hadn't done that recently until earlier this year on 6-meter CW when I worked a few stations on Aurora by pointing north. So there are occasions down here when you can do that. I've also worked meteor scatter, and I've worked a few stations on 2-meter FT8 that I've also worked to be a 6-meter meteor scatter. And that's always a good mode and a lot more productive for me. So I had a busy weekend. I put up a new ADS-B receive antenna to replace one which had fallen. I'm very happy with it. It's called it's made by a company called DPD Productions. I made a post on the Reflector about it, but I'm really happy. I think it's a much better antenna than the one I had up, and certainly better than anything I could make. And I'm looking at pretty good distances, routinely out to 300 miles, which is probably on the theoretical limit for ADS-B at the height I've got it up at, which is probably about 60 or 70 feet. And while I was doing that, one of my ZS6BKWs fell, so I ended up putting that up again. And hopefully this time it'll stay up. I put a pulley up and pulled it up there, so I think it's better. I also took down my Meshtastic node, and I installed an 18650 battery and a BMS board in a node, and that's about 3 times the storage. So I'm waiting to see how this lasts. As we get more people on the mesh, there'll be more activity, and I need a bigger battery in there. So I've also optimized the solar panel angle to be about 45 degrees, which is sort of midway for winter and summer here. If that doesn't do it, I'll probably need a bigger solar panel. So anyway, that's what I've been doing. WDAQCN, back to net, K2PI.
Sharp, K2PI, WDAQCN with the net.
Yeah, it's been quite a while since I've been able to work anything on Aurora. I used to have a good antenna array back in Ohio back in the day. I think my best contact, I think I worked Idaho, I want to say. I think it was in Seven Land. Just beaming northeast, getting backscatter off the Aurora. That was pretty cool on 2 meters. Let's see, KQ4EUI had used no comment, next up is Ron, K3FR. How are you tonight?
Good, Steve. Just thank you for taking the net, and we're doing good. Just noticed that W3FA over in Delaware is calling K2DRH 1-2 meters. So, and then Barb was just trying to work K8RO as well. I also noticed this afternoon, and Rich may want to comment about this, what looks like it was some potential trans-equatorial propagation. Let's see, let me scroll back up here. K3SWZ was calling both a PP5 and 3D2. No, I'm sorry, that was N3YY. An FN22 was calling the 3D2AG. And also K3SWZ was also calling CX6, speak to Mike, and I think that's Uruguay, is right. He's up in Pennsylvania, FN10, which is just over the border into Pennsylvania. And that was on 6 meters, those comments. That's what I've been doing. I haven't been too successful with the Tropo. Yes, I did work K2DRH there earlier in the week, last week rather. Bob's always got a good signal in here. I've worked him on 6 meter Q65 in the middle of the day on a dead band. It's like there wasn't anybody else but the two of us on there. That's been fun. Aside from that, let's see, anything else? Nope. Getting ready to run the contest this next coming weekend. Notice that Jill has also been working at T8, both on 6 and 2. I've worked him on both bands. So he's getting comfortable with that from his car situation. WDAQCN, that's all I can think of at the moment, K3FR.
Thanks, Ron. Yeah, it's great to see so many on, getting active on 2-meter FT8. There's quite a few up in Fairfax County and just across the river here, too, in FM19 land. Hear quite a few of those guys, so, yeah, they boom in. Gil is one I have not been able to work. I hear him pretty well, but seems like my signal just bounces right over him. So that just hasn't worked out yet. Or maybe he's pointing the wrong way. I'm not sure which. But I think that's the end of our list. Are there any other check-ins for the Sunday night technical service net? Please call WDAQCN. Any rechecks either?
K1HTV recheck.
K3FR with a recheck.
Okay. K1HTV and K3FR with rechecks. Go ahead, Rich.
Around the question. No, I did not pay attention to 6. I should have. I was focusing on 2. I missed the tropo opening, or the trans-equatorial. Remember, as we get closer to the autumnal equinox, you're going to see more north-south trans-equatorial propagation to South America, occasionally some to the southeast towards Africa, or to the southwest towards the Pacific. So if you're on 6 meters, and that usually happens late afternoon, you don't see that at midday. Usually 4 to 6 is when the TEP will occur, at least up here. So if we have an east get to Florida, that really enhances it. So normally it doesn't get up this far. It'll normally get to Florida, but we need an east get assist. But occasionally you will see a really long extended trans-equatorial. And as Ron knows, even with the inside antenna, you can work South America on 6 meters. So, Steve, we'll have to get your Yagi up in the air. I thought you were using a Yagi, but, yeah, loops are terrible for trying to get TX. You want to get as much metal up in the air and as high as you can with as low-loss coax. If you can do it, put a preamp up on the top. I use a preamp on the top of the end of the coax for 2 meters. It's all switched and protected. And that really makes a difference being able to hear. You have to hear them before you can work them. Back to net control, K1HTV.
Even a loop, Rich. It's an AEA isopole. yeah, a real omni. And wrong polarization for most folks, I imagine, too. So, yeah, we'll get there. I just got to dig that thing out of the shed. It's been buried. let's see. Ron had a recheck. K3FR, go ahead.
Steve, K3FR. Well, don't worry too much about the propagation. If you're into skip, there's a good chance that you'll get some rotation in there, and you can make contacts from vertical polarization to horizontal polarization, no problem. The one thing I did want to note on the tropo is we are here somewhat in the shadow of the Allegheny Mountains, the Alleghenies, the Blue Ridge, and what's the other A1s there? But anyway, working out to the west, the mountains do kind of interrupt us, put us at a bit of a disadvantage here, whereas the guys more on the Jersey Plain, et cetera, and eastern Pennsylvania, they won't have as much trouble making it to the west as we will. Just a note there. WDA, QCN, K3FR.
If we can leverage a little knife edge there and make that work, shoot uphill. But yeah, that's a good point, Ron. I'm sure that does interrupt the weather pattern there and create more instability in any openings that do form there. All right, that's the end of the list. Are there any other check-ins for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Service Net or any other rechecks? Please call WDA, QCN.
K1RA.
1RA, evening Andy, go ahead.
Hey, Steve, I think there might have been somebody else in there as well. Yeah, just listening here for the last few minutes, so I heard a couple of the comments. I guess my only activities this week in radio have been on 900 megahertz. Mike, KQ4EUI, was driving around Warrington. He'd gotten one of the LoRa 900 megahertz transceiver boards that I talked about at the last FARA meeting, although mine was on 400 megahertz LoRa and satellites. Harv, myself, now Justin and Mike are experimenting a little bit with 900 megahertz and the Meshtastic software. Looking forward to Harv giving a presentation at this month's meeting, so maybe get some more folks interested. Anyway, I was working him from the house as he drove around town, and I had to run out and took my mobile unit with me and talked to him and Harv a couple of times. So good to see Mike joining the ranks of upper UHF, lower microwave DXing. That's about it from here. Back to net, K1RA.
Sandy, yeah, I was poking at those about a year ago, thinking about setting up a little net between a few of the hands up here in the Sterling and Great Falls area. So, yeah, might get back to that and break one of those out and start tinkering. Good stuff. Was there another check-in? Please call WD8QCN. I think that is it then. Short and sweet net tonight for holiday weekend. Kind of not unexpected. One last call for any other comments for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Service Net. Please call WD8QCN now.
KD4REE.
KO4EGC, mobile, in and out.
That recognizes KD4REE, and SIN, and KO4RGC, radio, Golf Charlie, I believe that was, in and out. Thanks for checking in tonight. Go ahead, SIN.
Yeah, I had a question. I thought I heard Rich said that 2 meters was open due to ducting. Is that right, or did I miss something? Just want a little clarification, that's all. And I did notice 23 centimeters was also open last night, and I wasn't aware anyone was using FT8 on that band, 1.3 gigahertz. That's all I have. Back to net from KD4REE.
Yeah, the there's been tropo openings on 2 meters off and on for a good 2 weeks now. It was pretty intense here over this weekend. Heard some pretty good DX, even with just a monopole sticking up in the air here. So heard Wisconsin. So definitely some good openings. I heard what sounded like a rural flutter on 432 when I was listening up there. Didn't hear many signals, and the ones I did hear were very, very brief. But so, yeah, the bands were definitely opening. Lots of going on right now. Good time of the year to be listening. Anyone else want to recheck?
K1RA.
K1HTV.
K1RA and K1HTV. Go ahead, Andy.
Okay, for Simi, just secondhand information, but from the Pack Rats Reflector, which is a group of VHF, UHF, and microwave enthusiasts based around the Philadelphia area. Several of the guys in Philly were on 1296 weak signals, so sideband CW FT8, reported working out 800-900 miles to the west over the last few days on 1296 FT8, working W9, I believe, out in western Illinois was the best DX that I saw reported from that group of folks. Of course, as Ron alluded, they don't have necessarily the immediate mountain ranges to their west looking in that direction to have to overcome, so a little bit easier. Although I think the Tropo, from what I understand, looking at some of the Hepburn predictions and live APRS Tropo maps, looked like the opening tended to favor the guys in Pennsylvania and New England better than down here over the last couple of days. But anyhow, there is digital activity up on that band. We've got a radio that can do sideband. Back to net. K1RA.
Andy, and K1HTV, go ahead.
K1HTV. A question about, you said you had heard what sounded like a rural flutter, a rural sound. On 70 centimeters, the aurora that I've experienced on 70 centimeters sounds like 2 meters, which is like key white noise, but it's Doppler shifted. Many times you'll see it Doppler shifted 3 or 4 kilohertz. I remember working out to Indiana one day, K9 MRI, who I happened to work this morning on Tropo. On 2 meter, on a 70 centimeter aurora, I called him and then he disappeared, and I tuned around, and he was about 3 kilohertz higher, so there was shifting going on. I had to run it like a split operation. So you will not hear any auroral signals without any, I mean, by themselves, there's no way of knowing that there's an aurora unless you've got a carrier that is there, or TW signal. I don't believe you're going to see getting any kind of decode with FT8 at all on aurora. There's too much Doppler shifting. WDAQCN, K1HTV.
Yeah, it actually sounded like flutter on the noise floor. I don't know if there was a beating signal out there somewhere that was outside of my tuning range, but you know, it sounded like just a very fast change in the noise floor.
Generally, noise floor change is not an indication of aurora. You really need some sort of a carrier, and it'll be then dispersed, spread out over many hundreds of hertz, and sometimes even more than that. There's no, unless you have a signal there, you would be no way of knowing that it's an aurora. It really has to be quite intense to make it up to 70 centimeters. That's it. Thanks for doing that, Steve, and interesting sharing all the propagation information from the guys. And good luck getting that getting the antlers up in the air horizontally polarized. There's a 20 dB difference. Ron is right about the rotation. That's on 6 meters, but on 2 meters, you really need to be horizontally polarized if you're going to effectively work DX. WDAQCN, K1HTV, 73, good night.
Good night, Rich. Thanks again. All right, thanks everyone for checking in tonight. Much appreciate all the good comments and discussion, as always. Always good material on this net. So, that said, this is WD8QCN, Net Control for the Farnet. Again, want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. If you'd like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website at w4va.org or send an email to farinet@w4va.org. This is WD8QCN closing the Farinet and returning the frequency to normal amateur use. Thanks again to all who joined us. Have a good evening, 73, and have a safe holiday.
K1RA, K3FR.
Were you calling me, Ron, K1RA?
Yeah. I was just going to say, looks like I'm going to have to do some antenna building here. I've got the radio that'll do 1296, 23 centimeter, but I don't have an antenna for the band yet. Over.
Well, yeah, you could build one. You could go to Directive Systems and Engineering up in Haymarket and get yourself one. your choice how you'd like to do it. But, yeah, it's, I don't know of anybody in this area. I guess Mike W3IP, who's been on the repeater here lately, is, although he's up at 1,700 feet on Mount Weather, he has a better shot to the west. I'm not sure, I never did ask him. I know some of the guys were up on 220 and 432 working Tropo. But I'm not sure who's worked anything to the west from this area.
Yeah, my problem with 70 centimeters is the radar around here. It's just really cuts the heck out of the signals in the area. And also a little bit of the attenuation getting out of the building as well. Anyway, got to get back to work. See you, Andy, K3FR.
73,
K1RA. K1RA, W3IP. Yes, Andy, there was 1296 activity, and we did get in on a little bit of that out to Wisconsin and Illinois.
Oh, very good. What are you running on 1296 these days, Mike?
It's got a 45-element Yagi for 1296. It was a design that I guess Owen had commissioned, but they never produced. So it's you know, it's a K1FO based thing, and didn't want to put a looper up because of the aluminum ring problem.
Very good. So a one of a kind antenna. Good deal on Nineland, Wisconsin. That's good DX. I guess that's probably a good 700 miles from here. How much power are you running these days on 1296?
Not totally sure. I think it's about 120, maybe 125 watts out, something like that. And the antenna's up at about 90 feet.
I mean, 1,790 feet.
Well, if you're going to get picky, it's 1,840, but who's counting?
For those guys down here in the valley. Well, good deal. Well, glad you were able to get into it. Yeah, as I said, I was watching a PacFetch reflector, and I guess some of the guys in the Philly area, the eastern PA, were getting in. So I think I saw 830 or 850 miles for one of those, couple of those guys. But, well, yeah, it's been an early tropo season. Be interesting to see what happens as fall kicks in. But I'm sure you know how contest weekend is. It'll be dead.
Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's my radio or what. I know the VTech is not great sounding, but you sound very distorted. Andy, does he sound distorted to you, or is that just my radio?
I wouldn't say Mike is distorted. He's got some pretty hot audio. You could probably back down 6 dB in audio deviation, but not distorted, just loud.
Yeah, this VTech has terrible sounding audio. When it's too loud, it actually distortion level goes up quite a bit. Yeah, so it's just a matter of too loud. I think I talked across the mic, like I mentioned earlier in the day, or was it yesterday? But, okay. Well, nothing like being up at height. You can't beat height. It's a great site up there, the remote site you have up there, Mike. Anyway, it looks like it's pretty much over. We had another few fun days. W3IT and the group K1HTV.
I'll try to back off here a little bit. Hopefully I can keep it at the right spot. Over the last couple of weeks, it looks like I've got 10 new grids on two meters and 13 new ones on 432. So 432 is really a bumper crop of new grids. And just a couple on 1296. Several of the people I worked up there were repeats, so nothing new. And up until about 3 or 4 minutes ago, 6 meters was open TEP into southern Brazil.
I'm snoozing. I should pay attention. Very good. Find out the grids. That's super. I just found 11 new grids on 2 meters from my operation FM18 in Maryland. A number of zeros and fives. So that'll put me over the 200 grid mark when I can finally submit those. But that was an FM18. I think it was XOX, and still good for the grid award. So I figured I'll add that to the collection. That'll make it over 200 grids on two. And eventually I got the transverter from that Andy gave me from Terry. I've been using that for a while, and Andy needs it back to get it back. But meanwhile, Terry's done the first part of the mod, but the oscillator, it does require a reference oscillator. He has one. He just hasn't had the time to put it in. Asked if he could put it in, so it'll be a while before I get on 70 centimeters again. Over to you, Andy. I'll make this my final K1HTV.
K3FR. Hey, Ron, recognized. Yeah, I think Terry sent out another email tonight, Dad. It looks like, I think he said he found a box for the 10 meg oscillator and boxed it up and got it working. So I think it's ready to go. I think he said he adjusted the transverter for like 17 watts out, which is enough to drive the solid state amp. So yeah, check your email. I think it might be ready for pickup. And well, real good, Mike. Glad you got some good DX during the opening. And hopefully my dad will be joining the ranks of 70 centimeters again here in the short term, and the contest coming up next weekend. Over to you, Ron, and have a good night, Dad. K1RA.
Real quick, when he was monitoring KF2T on 2 meters, I just watched him as an airplane went by. Where I'm located here in Manassas, I got a lot of reflections from the operations in and out of Dulles. Anyway, this one, he over 1, 2, 3 frames of FT8, he experienced his signal was impacted with about 150 hertz of Doppler shift. Big shot there. K3FR, go ahead, send it up to you, Mike, WQIP K3FR.
Okay, very good. Yep, it does that. You'll see that on a lot of stations, and unfortunately when it's...
Whiskey, 4, Victor, Foxtrot, Whiskey, connected to W4VA.
K3FR, I'll call you on 70 centimeters FT8, Mike.
Okay. Hang on. No. Sorry. Got to wait a couple of minutes. We're in the middle of trying to work the NAN-Q here on 80 meter FT8. So let me call you as soon as I get done with that. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure it's going to work.
One thing you got to make sure of is that the oscillator isn't drifty. Drifty oscillator will end up with nothing. Yeah, it'll look like it works fine on receive, and when you go to transmit, it'll start drifting. So anyway, I'll call you here in a couple of minutes, I hope. W3FP.
Hey, yeah, K3FR. I just have the stock 9700.
That should work. I think I've talked to other 9700 owners on 432. I think it doesn't work on 1296, if that's the one I'm thinking of.
Well, I did. Mine does have the newer software there, or firmware.
Hey, call you in a couple, but pretty happy.
Good luck, Ron. Have a good night, Mike. And yeah, boy, Meteor Scatter does wreaks havoc on Tropo for 6 meters. I've noticed that in the past trying to work FT8, and you get a really long ping and a weak Tropo burst and or a weak Tropo signal, and messes up the decode. Good luck, Ron. Hope you can make some 70 centimeter FT8 QSOs. I believe actually somebody even used an IC706 with the TXCO and was able to work. I think that was Wayne. He had some issues in the early days, but was even able to use an IC706 on VHF and UHF. So I would imagine there's good hope for the new 9700. Have a good night, K1RA, listening.
KQ4GS, I'm just looking to see if I can hit the repeater tonight.
It was a KQ4 station from K1 Hotel, Tango Victor.
Yes, sir, it's Kilo Quebec 4, Golf, Eddie X-Ray. I'm just looking to make sure I can get the repeater. Looks like I set up the memory wrong on my radio. It didn't have a tone, so I got to listen to the net. I just want to make sure I'm in there now. I guess I am, over.
Yep, you got it now. KQ4GEX from K1HTV. Very good, Mike. Well, sorry you couldn't make the net, but at least you got to listen. And you'll be ready for the Wednesday night net. This is Rich, K1HTV.
Thanks again, Rich. And I've got to tell you, With my skill level, probably listening is the best thing for me at this point. I learned a lot. So for the guys that are listening, thanks for joining the net and doing what you guys do. I really appreciate it. Thank you for the...
All right, good, Michael. I'm glad you're learning. I'm still learning after how many years? 65 years now. Still learning. So you gotta. It's fun. It's enjoyable. It's a challenge sometimes. Some of the new, a lot of the new things happening. You hear stuff about Meshtastic and LoRa and some of the 900 meg experiments that are going on, and 70 centimeter experiments with the new digital modes. Of course, playing with the various propagation modes on 2 and 6 meters. Lots of fun. There's so many different facets to this great hobby. Get sick of one, pick out another one. See you later. Enjoy the hobby. And check in Wednesday. Even if you're, you have nothing, no comment, just check in with no comment. And at least let us know that you're there. KQ4GEX. This is K1HTV. 73. Good night.
73, Rich, 73. Thanks again for coming back to me. I believe you talked to me this morning as well. 73, I'm not going to call you sir this time, but this is Kilo Quebec 4, golf, echo, x-ray. I'm going to be clear. Thank you.
Very good, yeah. Don't call me sir, call me Rich. Okay, we'll see you later. And if you could, when it comes to meeting night, if you want to join us on WebEx on the second Thursday of the month, just check into the W4VA.org website, and on the right side of the page, it'll lead you to the W4VA or the FARA club meeting. 7-3, we'll see you. K1HTV clear, and I'm on 6 meters now, making some noise towards South America, but I don't see any flags on PSK Reporter, so I guess I missed it. And thanks, Mike, for the note. I just noticed that you had sent an email note or a JT alert note, and I wasn't paying attention, so I missed it. You snooze, you lose. That's how it is on the bands. K1HTV clear. 7-3, everybody.
K1HTV for Quickie, W4VFW.
I think I heard Rob in the background on Echolink. Is that right?
I was calling Mike, K1RA.
While you were talking, I heard somebody on Echolink. W4VFW, is that you? Sounds like Rob. Anyway, go ahead with Mike.
Whiskey, 4, Victor, Foxtrot, Whiskey, disconnected.
Hey, Mike, how copy? KQ4GEX, this is K1RA. Andy here.
Hey, Andy, it's Michael, KQ4GEX, and I hear you're great, sir, here in Woodbridge, Virginia.
Okay, you're doing a great job from Woodbridge. What are you using for radio?
Well, I upgraded from a 5100, and this is a 9700. I'm looking to also maybe get into some satellites. Over.
Oh, excellent. Nice choice. What are you using a hand mic or a desk mic? What kind of microphone do you have for that radio?
I have a SM30. It's going through a MSJ switch.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure if you're at a distance from the mic. You sound a little distant audio-wise, RF-wise, getting into the repeater. Other than a tad bit of hiss on your signal, which is to be expected from that distance, your audio sounds a little on the low side. I got to crank up the volume. Just listening to my dad's audio and then listening to when you spoke, and you're definitely a bit weaker audio-wise. Can you try either getting a little bit closer to the mic, or I'm sure that radio has a mic gain control that you might be able to turn up.
Yeah, how does that? I just turned up the mic gain considerably.
Oh, yeah, that brought it up substantially. Okay, real good. I imagine you probably have some sort of outdoor antenna with that?
I do. Right now I have I'm using a Diamond X50A. I think it's an 8-foot antenna or so. And then I also have a Yagi that I put on a tripod. I've only used it with my handy talkie to hit satellites so far, but maybe tomorrow I'll plug it into this radio. Over.
Okay, very good. Is that X50, is that a single band antenna just for 2 meters, or is that the duo band or tri band antenna for multiple frequencies?
So they listed as a dual band, so 2 centimeters and 440. But I looked at the SWR on the, I think it's 23 centimeters that the 9700 will do, and it wasn't too bad. It worked. I plugged it into a Rig Expert. So it's only listed as a dual, but it looks like it can do the try, over.
Yeah, there's been some cases where you...
Alpha, Alpha, 1, Romeo, Bravo, connected to W4VA.
I have not tried that yet. When I had the 5100 plugged in down here in my basement, I know it could not reach it. I have not tried with the 9700. I know if I'm in my truck and I leave my street, I can get it on the 5100. Over.
Okay. Well, yeah. After have to get settled there some point in time in the future. If you get the frequency plugged into one of those memories, same PL tone as this repeater. Be interested to see. Always looking for distant reports from guys outside the Fauquier County, how the 70 centimeter repeater is covering. We did change the antenna within the last month. We had one at ground level. Now we got something up 100 plus feet. So its coverage has definitely changed. It's just not been fully mapped out yet. So, okay, well, Mike. Well, good to make your acquaintance. Yeah, as my dad had mentioned, definitely Wednesday nights 8, Sunday nights 8. Even if you've got nothing to say, at least throw out your call and say no comment or in and out, and at least let the guys running the net know that that you're in there and listening. But. Good luck in the hobby. I know you're newly licensed, so a lot to learn, but don't be shy. KQ4GEX from K1RA.
Well, thank you for your time, and thank you for letting me know I need to set that mic gain up. I did some echo tests from the I have a hotspot for D-Star at my house, and when it was up high, it didn't sound so hot. But I guess you're hearing me fine. I've turned it up to the same setting I use on my 7300. So I really appreciate you, sir. 73's, this is KQ4GEX, and I'll be clear, sir. Thank you.
Have a good night. K1RA, listening.
P3FR to P3FP. Got HQ, you're getting some flags from Brazil. 6 meters. Excellent. Of course, nobody's coming back, but at least I know I'm being heard. Go. I think I even got one new grid out of it, so there's stuff there. K3FR, are you still around? W3IP? Word from Jerry that the transverter is ready for pickup for 70 centimeters, so he's going to be home tomorrow. I'll swing by and pick it up, and I'll be on 70 centimeters. When's the next opening?
Oh, a couple hours before you picked it up.
Yeah. Well, hopefully I'll be ready for the contest. He's offered the use of his solid-state amp as well, so I should be able to get a 350 watts or so out of FT8 and nearly 500 on CW and sideband.
Do you still have a working antenna up?
Oh, yeah, 25 elements with the preamp up in the box, up on the top of the tower. So I've got, I'm ready to go.
All right, very good, very good. Well, look forward to working you. FM18 can be a rare grid at times.
Yeah, I'm sure I doubled with. Tough propagation to get all the way up to FM19 BB. Who's the breaker? Is that you, Ron?
Yeah, that's me. I have the HT configured incorrectly for transmitting. We'll say that. But yeah, super signal. I didn't have any question. It was you, Mike. Very, very good. Were there any other stations on? Over.
Oh yeah, there was a guy out in EN 80, Echo Nancy 80, that was working a couple of folks relatively local to himself. So yeah, there was stuff out there. Just want to let you know that the first couple of transmissions. Your VFO was, or your some oscillator in your rig was moving. I could still decode it, but it was probably fairly close to the limit. I suspect at 1296, it would not decode.
Yeah, I've been kicking around the idea of ordering that GPS DIO. From England, that guy that has the board and setup that goes into the, it's actually made pretty much for the 9700. and get things a little bit more stable here. That'll help even on the lower bands still at 2 meters as well, and be good for that. Over to you, Rich, K3FR.
This is W4VA repeater, TL 167.9 hertz.
K3FR in the group, K1HTV. Hey, Roger, okay, on the stable oscillator is going to make a big difference. Sliding up and down the band otherwise. Anyway, I don't see any responses to my CQs other than a couple of flags from Brazil, so I'll call it quits. I missed it, and Ron caught it. So see what happens when you pay attention. You catch some new grids. Anyway, we'll see you guys. We'll see what happens tomorrow. K3FR over to W3IP with K1RA. This is K1HQ.